the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Friday, February the 1st, 2019. I'm Mike Clifford. Senate Republicans turn thumbs down on Trump's withdrawal plans for U.S. troops in Syria. Also on our Friday rundown, caregivers out west reach a milestone in the fight for 15. Plus, learn why many will be wearing red today. First, our top story, the Senate voted 68-23 Thursday to advance a measure opposing the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Syria and Afghanistan, an amendment added to a broader Middle East policy bill expected to easily pass the Senate next week. Axios reports the reason it matters is it was a rare show of defiance against Trump by a majority of Republican senators who supported the measure, undercutting the president's justification for withdrawing troops from Syria and possibly Afghanistan by declaring that the Islamic State remains a serious threat in both countries. Axios adds that vote comes about a month after 56 senators approved a resolution to pull U.S. support from the Saudi-led coalition in the war in Yemen. And today marks a major achievement for Washington State caregivers in the fight for 15. More on the story from Eric Tegedoff.
In-home caregivers represented by SEIU 775 will receive their first paychecks that reflect wages of at least $15 an hour. Workers started earning the new wage on January 1st, with the most experienced receiving more than $18 an hour. Desiree Hernandez gave up her job to take care of her father, and after her son was born, became a caregiver. With the pay raise, Hernandez says she won't have to make tough decisions like choosing between medicine and car payments, and could even save to take her son on a trip.
He said, "Mom, I know we're not rich with money right now. We are rich with love. But one day when we get rich with money, can we go to Disneyland?" And so that's one of the things that I'm hopeful for this raise, to save a little bit of money to do something like that with him.
SEIU 775, the state of Washington, and individual providers agreed to a contract in 2017 to raise workers' wages every 6 months for 2 years. The union represents more than 45,000 long-term caregivers in the Evergreen State in Montana.
The fight for 15 has swept the nation since New York fast food workers in 2012 demanded living wages. Since then, 22 million workers across the country have secured $68 million in wages. A proposed amendment to Pennsylvania's state constitution claims to protect the rights of crime victims, but civil liberties groups say existing state laws are better suited to that task.
The amendment, known as Marcy's Law, aims to grant crime victims enforceable rights equal to those of the accused. It passed the state legislature last year and is likely to come up for a second vote by midsummer. According to Andy Hoover with the ACLU of Pennsylvania, similar laws in other states have had serious unintended consequences. And in Pennsylvania, he says the rights of crime victims already are protected.
The Crime Victims Act that passed in 2007 does have some guarantees for victims, but it's much easier to change and alter a statute than it is a constitutional amendment.
Supporters of the measure say Marcy's Law would bring balance to the criminal justice system by ensuring that crime victims are not re-victimized. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
Marcy's Law needs to pass a second vote in the Pennsylvania legislature and then be approved by voters in a general election before it could become part of the state constitution. And almost two-thirds of Nevadans say they oppose the Trump administration's emphasis on energy production over conservation on public land.
Researchers for the 9th Annual Conservation in the West poll from Colorado College surveyed 400 registered voters in 8 western states, including Nevada. They found that 64% of Nevadans want Congress to focus on protecting air, water, and land, compared with 25% who said more drilling and mining should be a higher priority. Andy Magi with the Nevada Conservation League says the poll indicates clean energy is the way to go.
Nevadans are done with fossil fuels. We have one of the best renewable resources in the country with our sun. We have geothermal resources, wind resources. Most of the West, we want to move to a clean energy future. It's a good sign.
About two-thirds of Nevadans polled said they consider themselves conservationists and outdoor recreation enthusiasts. 57% said access to the great outdoors is a significant reason why they live here. And 81% believe the outdoor recreation economy is important to Nevada's future. I'm Suzanne Potter.
The poll also found 70% of Nevadans think the problem of wildfires in the West has gotten worse in the past decade. The poll results are online on the Colorado College website. Finally, Ross Brown reports red will be the color of choice today. That is, the American Heart Month kicks off with a national Wear Red Day to raise awareness for women's heart health.
Since 2006, the death rate for women from coronary heart disease in Iowa has been declining, but it still exceeds the national average. Penny Luthen with the YMCA of Greater Des Moines says many people make lifestyle or health-related resolutions in January, but often wait a few weeks to act on them.
They might join in January, but February is when they actually come into a class or decide to do something after they've kind of been on the perimeter looking and checking out what's going on.
The American Heart Association of Iowa says heart disease is the number one cause of death for both women and men in the United States and accounts for one-third of all deaths among women, more than all forms of cancer combined.
If you are suffering from any symptoms that appear to be heart-related, it is imperative to call 911 so the process of diagnosis and treatment can begin immediately. I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for wrapping up your week. News and Cruising with Public News Service. We remember and listener supported, and we are online at publicnewsservice.org.